This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And Rich Sheban's with us. And I don't think we're going to be taking calls today, but we do have a telephone listen line. That number is 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. This week's schedule for the balance of the week is Gwyneth is on Wednesday. Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. Thursday, it's me, and I'm going to be talking about tips from my book, Do-It-Yourself Tips. Now, if you have followed any of the advice, counsel, suggestions that we've made here on USA Prepares, and if you'd like to call in on Thursday and talk with me and tell us whether it worked or didn't work and your reactions to trying some of the things we suggested, that would be the day to do it. Now, the number to call in on Thursday is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That's for Thursday. Then Friday, Sharon's going to be with us, Sharon in Montana, and she is going to be talking about the prepared pantry, how to do it, the way she does it, the way we do it. The way we know that it works. I'm talking about Sharon and her family and me and my family, how we do it. So the prepared pantry, what you need to think about, consumption rates, how to do it, practical tips. And Sharon called me, Rich Sheban, and she said, you know, I'd like to come on the air and I'd like to talk about, well, Rich Sheban talks about solutions. She said, I'd like to do a broadcast on solutions. And so she's going to be on 2 hours on Friday with me talking about solutions. And she, you know, one of the things I've noticed, Rich Sheban, is that we pick up on terms that others have used, other instructors. And so, for example, when Rich and I are on the phone, he will use expressions from Gwyneth Isaacs. Isn't that right, Rich Sheban?
I mean, we do it kind of sarcastically, a little fun, and I'll say, as Gwyneth says, does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah.
You know, little things like that. Or, you know, you've called me for years, and you go, hey. And I'll say, so when you call me, I go, hey. And, you know, Dave, that man who's been through so much, I think, what was he, from Michigan? I can't
yeah,
remember.
He's from Illinois.
Illinois. And, you know, I remember one time I called you up. I said, hey, Vince, I'm going to start saying, when you introduce me, I'm going to start saying, hey, how you doing? And you know what? A lot of it's fun because, you know, when we're on the air, folks, and whether I'm monologuing or guest hosting or just my normal Tuesday or whatever day I show up on, you know, our job is to wake up the public. Our job is to talk about how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. Our job is to show how the little guy, the bottom 93%, is getting wealth redistribution taken from them and given to the elite. Our job is to show how the elite have delegitimized work and have dumbed us down and given us way less options as a people. And we don't even have the rule of law, restitution, and rights anymore, depending on what group you're in. And the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job has been so lowered, we are literally giving free lunch to the elite who have sold out to the highest bidder and literally throwing a few jokes in here and there, kind of like when I talked about the, you made a comment how you liked my cockroach dental floss joke the other day. You know, it's so, yeah. I have so much stuff, Vince. I mean, I'm looking at my notes in front of me right now, never mind the articles I have ready for today. I could probably monologue for the rest of the week. I don't even, sometimes I get so confused because there's so much news. It's so irrational. It's so nefarious. It's so corrupt and manipulated. Sometimes I really almost have to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And when I have that period that I'm not on the air, I have to go through my articles probably four or five times to delete articles that I know I won't have time for. And I always don't have time for all of them. Always. It's just, and that's, and we've talked about this privately and publicly. Folks, we really believe the next 6 months is going to make or break America. That, when I say make or break, I mean options. I mean rule of law. I mean Constitution and Bill of Rights that over a million combat soldiers died for. You know, you really have to think when you see where our money's going, eugenics wars, biochemical weapons, NGOs, dirty vaccines, cancer, all these fake foundations, and geoengineering on both counts, not just the, you know, the stuff coming from the sky and the planes with accelerants burning up the earth, but the geoengineering of man-made bioweapons is pretty scary. And that's why there so many big names are talking about depopulation. And that's why I talk about voluntary population control instead of being killed by poisoning our water and fluoride and estrogen and everything and pesticides, contamination of food, GMOs, hormones, steroids, antibiotics. I mean, it's getting to the point, Vince, that there's so much bad news but needs to be discussed to wake people up and educate them, to give them ideas, solutions, and suggestions. But I feel, even though I enjoy being sarcastic, that's part of the New York in me, I enjoy telling jokes, I feel obligated to not waste too much time doing that. As Gwyneth would say, does that make sense, Vincent?
You know, since you're talking about cars, I was looking at, I'm just kidding, I was looking at some images of people reveling on beaches over the Decoration Day holiday, also known as Memorial Day. And these people were reveling on beaches and boardwalks and bars all across the country. That'd be like Georgia, New Jersey, Florida, California, New York, Alabama, Texas, Missouri, Maryland. Hardly anyone was wearing a mask. Hardly anyone was social distancing. They were careless and carefree. And the GDP seemed to have no concerns about becoming infected nor infecting others. We have become and we have bred a reckless and narcissistic attitude in our people. We have. And so I'd like to read a comment of one of the people who commented on one of the articles that I read. This happened to be on dailymail.co.uk. And this guy was looking at the, or gal, was looking at the images and said, quote, "It would appear that many Americans have forgotten the meaning and the purpose of Memorial Day, to solemnly respect, honor, and in some cases still mourn the lost lives of the servicemen and women given in the service of our nation. It's not so, supposed to be a happy beach party day. What a sad and lost country." Let me repeat that. What a sad and lost country. We have become, and that was the end of the comment. We have become narcissistic. We look in the mirror and we are just delighted at what we see. And the proof of that is, you just look at the news and you'll see people taking images of themselves with their smartphones. And then they grin like they won the lottery. And they look stupid with these, they stick their tongues out. I mean, it's just ridiculous, some of these images that Americans take of themselves. They're just enthralled with themselves. Me first kinds of attitudes. And it's very, very sad. And what happened over Decoration Day / Memorial Day is just one example of how far we have fallen. Now, I have no intent to try to wake up those people. They're lost. They're dumb as a box of rocks. But others who are paying attention, who want to improve their lives, who want to control their own destiny, now those I'm interested in. Your thoughts, Rich?
Well, it's kind of a learned behavior. You know, when you see the powers that be, which we've talked about many times, I've put it in this context with many examples, hundreds of times, and you have the people at the top, especially on the Democrat blue side, literally caring mostly about and manufacturing their perception of their own self-importance and their own self-preservation. And look, I'll just give you a couple examples here. You know, here's a couple articles from Zero Hedge, or at least one of them is, that Social Security will run out by 2029 because of COVID. And then here we have Californians in trouble because 340,000 public employees with over $100,000 paychecks are costing the taxpayers $45 billion. So you have these people in government literally manufacturing their self-importance and self-preservation. In other words, buying votes. You know, you have these government pensions, printing money, selling more bonds, more debt, the people paying pay for all this in taxes and inflation. So the little people who are living off of Social Security at 1/4 to 1/20 of the luxurious government retirement paychecks, where 95% of these government workers are irrelevant, never mind essential, while they're unionizing with our taxpayer dollars, they're literally, the whole system has set up, whether it be crony capitalism, big corporations, or government, where the gains have been privatized and they're socializing the losses and the malinvestments. So we're combining a Cloward and Piven strategy with chaos and infighting. And I'm not condemning or condoning anything. I'm not predicting anything. My crystal ball broke many years ago. But they're using divide and conquer strategies, even from the worker standpoint, which is government workers versus private sector workers. And I can guarantee you right now, if they don't combine Social Security and government pensions to be in the same ballpark as far as value and money on a monthly paycheck, you are going to see citizens personally confiscating government worker wealth. Now, I'm not, again, condoning any violence, but we are going to be seeing this because, just food for thought, we've seen banks getting bailed out by the taxpayers, all the big corporations, you know, and yet the little guy has to get more money to put money down on bare land so he can live the way we keep talking about. But the powers that be want to push everybody into the cities. They want to make them rent. They want to make sure they don't have any, they're addicted to power, money, and control, and they don't want us to have self-sufficiency. We have to do something about this, or else self-preservation will be overbearing.
Yeah, don't be planting those gardens in your front yard. Yep, you'll get fined for that. My suggestion is go ahead and do it. And if they give you a hard time, give us a call. We'll beat them up. We'll be right back with Rich Even.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable disposable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. And, Rich, you know, there's a really interesting index that is hardly ever discussed in the mainstream media. At least I've never heard it discussed. And it's called the Federal Reserve National Activity Index.
Yeah.
And if my memory serves me correctly, this index was created in 1967, so it's about 53 years old. And it indicates about 85 financial-related activities, and it bundles them into one index. So you can look at a chart and see what's happening. You can look at the history of the chart to see whether it's going, the trend is up or down. And typically, it's designed so that zero is no growth. If there's a minus number, that's bad. And if it's positive in the capitalistic system, that would be good. So like 1 point up would be okay. 1 point down, not so good. Well, this darn thing has crashed the most in at least 50 years. There are 85 individual data points in this index, and 79 of them are negative. 79 out of 85. That means only 6 of them are positive. Now, what is this thing? This is called the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. And it's a monthly index, and it's designed to gauge overall economic activity and the related pressures of inflation. comes out on a regular schedule toward the end of each calendar month. Now, what is it? So it's a weighted average of 85 existing monthly indicators of national economic activity. It's constructed to have an average value of zero. So since economic activity tends toward growth over time, a positive index rating corresponds to growth above the trend, and a negative number or a negative index rating would correspond to growth below the trend. This thing is down more than it's ever been down. So in March, it was down roughly 5 points, which was a lot. In April, it's down almost 17 points, which is a record. This is just one more dot to really demonstrate, to prove that we are in the second Great Depression. Now, it's been called a greater depression than the first one, 1929 through 1945. I would submit this could be the greatest depression, the greatest of the United States of America. We may not survive this one. And it's brought to us for a lot of reasons. All of them by greed. All of them. The coronavirus, greed to dominate the world by infecting the world. Now, did it come from China or the United States or both? Well, probably China. And with one little invisible virus, it can take down the entire world's economy and drive us toward world war. Again, that would be World War number 3. Literally. Because what do you think people are now thinking? They've lost their jobs. Some have lost their houses. More are going to lose their houses. They're losing their cars. They can't feed themselves. The food supply is in jeopardy. Do you want to go to a restaurant and have some person cook a meal for you that may be infected and may give you the coronavirus that you may bring home to your mother and kill your mother? And if that happens, are you going to go and take a baseball bat and beat up that guy if he survives his infection at the restaurant? I mean, I'm not suggesting that you do that. I'm just asking, what are you going to do? Because I'd be pretty darn mad if some jerk in the kitchen was so greedy that he infected the server and infected the food and infected me and he killed my mother or father or brother or sister or wife or children. I'd be furious. Lucille, y'all hear that?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The iconic New York Stock Exchange trading floor has just reopened for the first time in months because of the pandemic. The New York Exchange president, Stacey Cunningham, says she sees symbolism in reopening in a city that's been suffering through so much.
We can set an example for how America should reopen. Slowly, cautiously, is an important thing for our economy more broadly as we look to get us started.
Besides having to follow a host of guidelines, traders have to sign a waiver that would limit the stock exchange's liability if they do end up coming down with the virus. SpaceX is gearing up to send two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station tomorrow afternoon from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will become the first U.S. astronauts to launch into orbit from American soil in nearly a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The parents of a University of Connecticut student suspected of murdering two people are pleading with him to surrender. But the manhunt continues as of now for 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia, accused of killing a 62-year-old man and injuring another on Friday before killing an acquaintance on Sunday. Across the nation, average gasoline prices are up 8 cents a gallon over a week as demand continues to rebound as Americans return to the road. And here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price is up 21 cents over the last month.
Average gas prices across the country continue to increase, with the national average posting a nearly 8 cent jump in the last week to $1.96 per gallon. That's 88 cents higher than a year ago, but also up 21 cents a gallon in the last month.
DeHaan tells us crude oil is up 2.5%.
A barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil is up about 2.5% to $34 a barrel, its highest level in nearly 9 weeks.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And Sunday's The Match Champions for Charity golf game, the most watched golf event in cable TV history. It raised $20 million for coronavirus relief. Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady lost to Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning, but it pulled in an average of 5.8 million viewers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and we were talking about a bunch of things. One of them, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, has crashed to the most ever in since 1967, and it's way, way down. And it is an indicator of, well, a lot of things. Let's see if we can talk about it's about housing, it's about food, it's about production, it's about employment, unemployment. You know, you put all that together and you look at the trend and you go, uh-oh, this is really, really bad. Rich, any comments about that?
Yes, I do. I want to mention a few articles confirming what you just said. I read that index often. I want to talk about what's happening with printed money, and then I want to talk about an idea and solution that we can do something about this, okay? So first article is existing home sales continue to collapse to 9-year lows. Mortgage delinquencies, biggest monthly jump in history. And I've talked about delinquencies, defaults, and bankruptcies not going in the right direction. Billionaires in U.S. have grown $443 billion richer during the pandemic. So how many thousands of examples have I given over the last 9 years when all these people keep sticking up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, while we're infighting and they're causing chaos while certain groups are demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for economic reality, eliminating hard work, results, and qualifications, and demanding no more rule of law, the billionaires, while we're fighting each other, are getting wealthier by the billions. Next article, Herbalife selling $600 million in junk bonds to fund stock buybacks. I know this audience knows about stock buybacks because I've talked about it for hours many times. Next article, Bank of America gets bullish, $1 trillion in cash to fuel stocks. Well, see, this is what we're doing. We're fueling the stocks. In other words, we're fueling the top 10%. Because the top 10% owns the great, great, great majority of stocks. Now, we have to remember that as they print money in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, they're creating inflation of necessities for the bottom 93%. Today, we are printing three times as much money at the half, only half the value of purchasing power of 12 years ago. I want you to wrap your head around that. And they're given the impression that foreign buyers are buying U.S. dollars and treasuries and debt, but it really is the other way around. Foreigners are liquidating. They're selling U.S. securities. That means less buying and more selling. So you have to ask, what is the dollar going to be worth in the near future? Everything is corrupt and manipulated. And I've used this as an example before. You look at the ratio between silver and gold. How can the ratio between gold and silver be 100 to 1? When they mine gold, they pull out 8 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. So how can it be 100 to 1? See, everything is corrupt, everything's manipulated, and the redistribution of wealth is going from the little guy to the greedy, as Vince so eloquently puts it. So the wealthy for years are manipulating the purchasing power for the elite and taking it away from the little guy. And about one-third of U.S. debt is held by foreigners. So you have to remember, if foreigners are actually liquidating, if they're selling U.S. securities, what direction are we going? See, the powers that be have mortgaged our country, and we keep bailing them out for malinvestment while they're sticking money in their own pocket. Often indirectly, but sometimes directly and very obvious. So here's my idea. And we have to remember that political correctness not only destroys truth, not only destroys humor, telling a joke, taking a joke, not only delegitimizes work, the rule of law, and gives immunity and protection and liability protection to the most corrupt companies in the country and the world. Giving free lunch to the elite and using divide and conquer strategies against us. But we are being eliminated for options, for wealth, for survival. I mean, one of the articles I have in here where suicide attempts in the last month is higher than the last year. Despair is not in the benefit of the little people. So my idea is as follows. Instead of giving all this money to Bank of America, to BlackRock to buy ETFs, which is supposed to be illegal, let's bail out the middle class for a change. Let's say Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sue, and Jane, they own a house or a piece of property. But their buyers, of the database of buyers is getting limited because 80% of people live paycheck to paycheck. And all these people want to get out of the urban, suburban areas and have a little hobby farm like Vince and I talk about all the time so they can control their nutrition. They can build skill sets, have a garden, raise animals, maybe a little hunting and fishing, maybe live off-grid. But a lot of people don't have the initial investment availability. So when Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sue, and Jane sell a house or sell a piece of land, they hold the paper for a year, year and a half. Then the U.S. Treasury slash Fed, and since they've combined forces, that's why I'm saying that, pays out the middle class seller in a balloon payment, say a year, year and a half down the road. But in the meantime, that could be a government institution or department. Instead of giving all this money, all these times to bail out the wealthiest of the wealthy, we can actually give tangibility in land in lieu of some type of paper. So the Federal Reserve right now, they're using the coronavirus as an excuse to buy up everything. But they're only buying up things that benefit the elite. Let's buy up some things that benefit the poor and the middle class who are trying to get into a lifestyle, trying to make their health and their family better off, trying to eat nutritious food and have clean, non-contaminated water that's not full of 200 chemicals like chlorine and fluoride. Debt and deficits are being inflated by design and often to inflate stocks and equities. Again, benefiting the top 10% at best of wealth. So, in other words, how are we going to save the middle class? They're literally putting the heads of the middle class on the chopping block to save the stock market, to save government pensions. And I talked about delegitimizing work so often. I'm going to go off into a little tangent here, Vince. I mentioned about, we all know who Lavoie Finicum is. He was shot by, I believe, the FBI, and evidence was withheld. Well, I saw a YouTube video of Lavoie's daughter. And this Judge Sullivan was literally starting a precedent called sovereign immunity doctrine. If we don't, basically, the powers that be are giving brown shirt abilities and powers, mercenary privileges to our law enforcement, and they're corrupting it. They're corrupting our law enforcement. We know what they've done to the FBI, to the CIA, to the DOJ. No one believes a word that comes out of their mouth. So if they're going to create a doctrine called sovereign immunity, rule of law will all be bought and paid for. And I've given many, 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 many examples of this. When you have people demanding to I've literally connected the dots. When you have people demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for what group they come in, and hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification means less than it ever has, and those people who are demanding those lower bars of standards, doubting their own value, creating an economic hole, so now they're hooked like a fish, so they got to protect their ego, protect this Democrat Party, protect nobility, protect false humanity and democracy and all this stuff. So they demand no protection, rights, or restitution of the law for people who are negatively affected to give zero checks on runaway power while enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the country with liability immunities. We have sold out to the highest bidder and given free lunch to the elite at every level in every organization at the top. And this is why we so many people have said nothing when we see high-level lawless bureaucrats receiving kickbacks, especially under the guise of foreign aid, the Democrats abusing power, corruption, racketeering, leaks, espionage, treason, sedition, fraud, malicious, nefarious use of power, and partisan bias. And how many people are standing up to this? I see President Trump. I see Judicial Watch. There's a few people here and there, like some of the people on this show. But when we have forced tyranny, when we see totalitarianism heading our way, full speed ahead with no brakes, that means today the people have no protection, no rights or restitution under the law. Everything's just a Ponzi scheme created by professional pot stirrers to guarantee divide and conquer strategies. And our options and opportunities become eliminated. And technology is being used as weapons, as tools for the plutocracy against us. You better speak up, folks, and I mean everybody. Whether you do it publicly, nationally, locally, in writing, however you do it, we better speak up or else we are going to lose everything that our ancestors fought for. We cannot allow the brainwashing, the hypocrisy, and the double standards. You know, here's a couple of examples. Gretchen Whitmer declares a gay, I'm not sure what this means, BDSM, I'm sure it's something weird, with glory holes, an essential business. Well, she shuts down real essential businesses. But yet, her husband asked for special help to launch her boat while she's demanding a lockdown for the people. And yet thousands evacuated from a central Michigan county after two dams fail when the dams were revoked for safety and they didn't pass the dam license for flood flows. So what the Democrats are doing is not only hypocrisy and double standards, but they're not even putting money into infrastructure or for the people. They are literally putting the people's lives in danger to put your tax money into propaganda hoaxes, false flags, and lies and gaslighting so they can get elected and go back in power. Ben's like an... go on this horse all day, but
well, I'll tell you what. You mentioned speak up. Well, the governor of Michigan's husband, well, they own a boat, and he wanted his boat put in the water for Memorial Day.
Yeah, I just said
and,
that.
And yeah, I know. And it was he was told by the marina that it would take. I couldn't get it done in time. And they said, well, would it help if I'm the husband of the governor? Would that help? That's what these people are like.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us in Montana. And since, Rich, you mentioned we must speak up, here's something that some of us may not know. So I went to the internet and I typed in, who owns the Federal Reserve? Who owns the Federal Reserve? And I went to their website. You figure, well, they probably will tell us who owns the Federal Reserve, right? Well, hang on just a second. Federalreserve.gov, right? This is the Federal Reserve's website. And it says, quote, the Federal Reserve is not owned, in quotes. They use the word owned in quotes. The Federal Reserve system is not, quote, owned, end quote, by anyone. The Federal Reserve was created in 1913 by the Federal Reserve Act to serve as the nation's central bank. The Board of Governors in Washington, D.C., is an agency of the federal government and reports directly to and is directly accountable to Congress. It goes on toward the bottom of this page, and it says, the reserve banks are not operated for profit. Then, that's their webpage. Now, what if you go to another webpage, and there's one that has some information by Thomas D. Schauf, S-C-H-A-U-F. Copyright 1992. So this is not recent. And so the information is dated. But it says here, who actually owns the Federal Reserve central banks? The ownership of the 12 central banks is a very well-kept secret, but it's been revealed. And who are some of them? Well, this is where the shock comes in, class. Now we're talking about the Central Bank of the United States, right? Who owns it? Rothschild Bank of London. Warburg Bank of Hamburg, Rothschild Bank of Berlin, Lehman Brothers of New York, now they folded, Lazard Brothers of Paris, Kuhn Loeb Bank of New York, Israel Moses Seif Bank of Italy, Goldman Sachs of New York, Warburg Bank of Amsterdam, Chase Manhattan Bank of New York. So who is enriching themselves on the backs of the hardworking American people through inflation, money printing, and lending money to the U.S. government at interest? Who's doing that? Well, I just told you, Rothschild Bank of London, Warburg Bank of Hamburg, etc. Are you shocked? You should be. Because on the Federal Reserve's website, it says, quote, "The Federal Reserve System is not owned by anyone," end quote. And that's correct. That is absolutely, positively correct. It's not owned by any one. It's owned by a bunch of international banks, corporations. It's not owned by any one. It's owned by corporations for profit. But yet they say they are not for profit. So we taught many classes here at USA Prepares on Newspeak and Doublespeak. That is a prime example of both, Newspeak and Doublespeak. The Federal Reserve System is not, quote, owned, end quote, by anyone. That's what they say, and they are absolutely right, because they twist language. Any comments, Rich Sheehan?
Well, yeah, the Fed looks at, speaking of doublespeak, they look at soft data surveys, consumer confidence, focus groups, subjective emotional opinions manufactured by the elite to see how far they can turn reality into fantasy. I mean, right now they're printing $4 of new debt to create $1 of GDP, and it's even worse now, especially when GDP is 70% of our consumption, and that's why all the numbers are going south. The central bank's goal is to save the banks, save the stock market and Wall Street, and to save the status quo. In other words, create a caste system where you have no options and no rule of law to protect you. The bars of standards and expectations for a job has been demoted so far down that nobody can control their own destiny anymore. And when you have given, when we have certain groups giving protection and liability immunity to the most corrupt corporations, government entities in the world, there's no chance. There's no hope. That's why I hope, hopefully, somebody in the White House listened to the idea that I came up with about holding the paper and then ballooning out the sellers for the little people to save the middle class and to give people ideas and solutions on being more self-sufficient. I realize the powers that be don't want that, but we're getting to the point where, you know, suicides, all the unit of measure of despair, drug use, alcohol, obesity, which kills 40,000 people per month, obesity-related diseases. I mean, there's so many units of despair that's just destroying them. We need to change this, and we need to speak up. We need to stand up.
Yeah, you mentioned CFR. Yeah, you mentioned CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. Remember Erin Burnett? She was on TV. She was one of those gals, those pretty gals that I was one of the talking heads. She was a financial analyst for Goldman Sachs. And she's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Pretty gal steering us all in the wrong direction.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.